space. Suns are but grains of sand. A white dwarf is barely worthy of notice. A small spacecraft like the lifeboat of the vanished vessel Nostromo is almost too tiny to exist in such emptiness. It drifted through the great nothing like a freed electron broken loose from its atomic orbit. Yet even a freed electron can attract attention if others equipped with appropriate detection instruments happen to chance across it. So it was that the lifeboat's course took it close by a familiar star. Even so, it was a stroke of luck that it was not permanently overlooked. It passed very near another ship. In space, very near being anything less than a light year. It appeared on the fringe of a range spanner's screen. Some who saw the blip argued for ignoring it. It was too small to be a ship, they insisted. It didn't belong where it was, and ships talked back. This one was as quiet as the dead. More likely it was only an errant asteroid, a renegade chunk of nickel iron off to see the universe. If it was a ship, at the very least, it would have been blaring to anything within hearing range with an emergency beacon. But the captain of the ranging vessel was a